to the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Thursday night show of the Draft Doctors. I'm John Crockett. Joining me each week, Stevie Fizz. Steve, how are you doing on this cold Thursday night?
I'm doing all right. I'm rugged up pretty well. Hope all the listeners out there are rugged up as well. It's goddamn freezing.
I'm actually sitting directly under a central heating duct for extra warmth.
Yeah, that's a good spot. Oh, I've got my Crocosins on, Joan.
Keep those feet toasty, eh?
Yeah.
But moving on to a bit of news coming out this afternoon. For all you Scott Lysette owners who were just punching air now that Nick Nat was out for 6 to 8 weeks, you're joining the Nick Nat owners feeling pretty sad. Looks like he's been dumped this week for disciplinary reasons. We're not too sure, what's happened over in the West, but I'd be pretty keen to find out what's going on over there.
Yeah, it was strange. I don't remember him being part of the 2006 Premiership team, but whatever.
Yeah, unless
at
he's
least,
done...
At least he's not injured.
But don't they have like a reunion coming up? Maybe just getting the festivities started?
Yeah, well, who knows?
As we spoke about a couple of weeks ago, Luke Hodge was 1 to 2 weeks ago away. He was pretty keen to play this week, but Clarko just pulled him back. Going to give him a tune-up game against Gold Coast next week. So if you've had him stashed on your bench, Hodgie will play next week, which is good.
Yeah, and he might be in some pools. It's probably... Yeah, you know, you might be in that situation. Do you carry him for a week? But I guess that's up to the owners. See how they... You know, if they're in the tank this week, Jono, maybe they grab him.
Yeah, that's right, especially the bye week. You just see how your matchup goes. And I know I've had him on the... I've picked him up and had him on the bench and I'm not looking too crashed up this week, so happy to go to the tank.
Yeah.
Other news... Jed Anderson has finally come off the long-term injury list with Robin Nahas back on it. So all you salary cap people out there you go. Could be nice and cheap for you later on.
Yeah, well, interesting option. Maybe, you know, we always see these bolters late in the year. Who knows? Could be him. Could be Dom Sheed. Dom Sheed's getting closer to a return.
Yep. Forgot about him. We've also got good old Jack Trengo over there playing some pretty good football after his return.
Yeah.
And in other news, we all thought Nick Nat was going in to have one little surgery on one foot, but it looks like he's going to double down on that and get... And he's had both heels cleaned up, so originally 6 to 8, but could also be season-ending now. So we'll have to wait and see for that.
Yeah, that's going to put a dent in the premiership aspirations of West Coast.
Yeah, big time, especially if Lysette likes to get out and do whatever he's been doing.
Yeah, it's just a strange situation. I mean, I guess at least they've got a veteran in Jonathan Giles who can come in.
Looking for three or four clubs now.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's better than nothing.
That is true. But if you'd like to follow us on social media, you can head over to Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors, or you can head over to facebook.com/The Draft Doctors. And leave us any comments, questions, or queries you may have.
Yeah, interesting that, Jono, we had the results of our best draft value poll.
Yeah, we had the final four earlier in the week, and just want to refresh the memories of our listeners on that too.
The final four was Seb Ross with draft position. He won his heat with draft position 236. Sam Doherty at 89. Who else was there? Tom Scully at 192. And Lockie Hunter at 163. And people voted for Sam Doherty. 35% of the vote. So the person with the highest draft position was still considered the best value. And who could argue with his numbers?
No, you can't. He's certainly got to be an All-Australian contention. Just knocking it out of the park since Bolton's come in.
Yeah, that was really interesting to see who the people thought was the best value. We try to be pretty general, knowing, you know, the different formats of fantasy, but you know, Doherty's certainly been one of the best defenders, if not the best. And at draft position 89, wow,
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But moving on now to the team.
Oh, sorry, oh. Can I just interrupt? And for the people listening, we're going to do our busts over the weekend. We're going to rank our best busts.
Yes, although that's going to be all you sick sociopaths who like to take pleasure in other people's misfortunes, which I'm looking forward to.
Well, I get the feeling I know who's going to win.
I think you're my number one draft pick this year.
Anyway, we'll get onto that. We'll get onto that on Sunday, I guess. And
yeah. Moving on to the teams. Only the 6 games this week with the first week of byes. Starting off with North Melbourne and the Hawks on Friday night. Finally, a decent Friday night game. In for the Roos, you got Farron Ray, Magic Door, Dumont and Wagner. Out goes Waite with a hip, or that could be code for rest. Swallow, as we saw, he got a pretty bad concussion last week. Nahas, out with a finger, but also back on the rookie list. And Cunnington, also sustaining that quad.
Yeah, I mean, you look at those outs and you go, is it going to be a good game?
Yeah, well, that's right. But, I don't know, Jordan Lewis might be able to co-hanger someone this week, who knows?
Go, Jordan!
And Hodgie, he could have played Hodgie and he could have knocked someone out, so, yeah, oh well. But in for the Hawks, big in for the Hawks, Sam Mitchell, back from that rest last week, and also Jurea and Segler with Langford, Litherland and Pyrrha West also omitted.
Yeah, you got a feel for Will Langford, in, out, but good to see Sam Mitchell back.
Yeah, I'm not because I'm playing someone in our legal records with Sam Mitchell. Oh, well. moving on to the Saturday afternoon game, you got the Lions taking on West Coast. You got in for the Lions, you got Lester, Walker, Clay Beams, Marco Paparone, and Hipwood, who's come playing his first game. And out, I love this out, Trent West finally gets omitted. So good things for Steph Martin owners. Tom Bell out with a knee. Robertson, McStay, and Harris Andrews even going with the groin after playing one game, coming back from injury. No good.
You got to look at those ins and outs and go, oof, what is going to happen? It's not going to be pretty, man.
It is not going to be pretty. And for the ins and outs for the Eagles, you've got Butler, Giles, Lewis Jetta, and McGuinness. Out goes Xavier Ellis, Nick Nat, Lysette, and the hacksaw Jim Duggan. Liam Duggan omitted.
Yeah, that's disappointing. Really highly rated youngster. Hasn't been putting it together, Jono.
No, I do like Duggan. He's played a couple of good games and then just puts together maybe 3 or 4 average poor games. So, yeah, he's still pretty young, so I'd like to see him get a bit more consistency going.
Yeah.
But obviously the big out there is Nick Nat and Lysette, but if he's still available, Jonathan Giles, only of an early late week pickup, 16%.
Definitely be a good one.
Hey?
Definitely be a good one, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. Moving on to the Frio v Port game over at Domain Stadium. Only one in and out for each team. The Pav back in this week for the Dockers. Out goes Hanneth, and in comes Amon, and out goes Pollack.
Yeah, he's, you know, we haven't seen him recapture that form of a couple of years ago, Jared Pollack, so, you know, Amon gets his chance, I guess.
Yeah, but, the coach came out, Hinkley came out and said Pollack, you know, hasn't been terrible, it's just one or two things he needs to work on, so not too far away, you would imagine. He's still coming, he was a long way back with that serious injury anyway, so it could be
just
management as well.
Yeah.
But moving on to the Saturday night game, it's going to be a real cracker, I reckon, this game, is the Doggies and the Cats. Into the Doggies comes Marcus Adams after missing last week, and Lin Jong, and out, as we know, Dalhouse for that knee, and Joel Hamling omitted, and in for the Cats is the Tomahawk, and out goes Darcy Lane.
Yeah, well, I wrote in the Dozen Deals article during the week that Lin Jong was likely to come in, which that can't be great for Honeychurch's value. I mean, Honeychurch was good, given he got a lot of game time when Dalhouse went down. But Lin Jong's quality player when he gets a chance. He just doesn't seem to get a sustained run.
Yeah, well, I suppose as a team on the up, it's everyone's fighting for positions and hard to cement that spot, I guess.
Yeah, it's just made me a little bit less keen on Honeychurch, I guess I'd say, John.
Yeah, absolutely. And good in with Marcus Adams going to be playing on Tomahawk, you would imagine, being missed that week through suspension.
This is going to be a cracker, Jono.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. Saturday night, locking the house up, turning the phone off. Going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Moving on to the Sunday game. Doing the two games on the Sunday this week. Extended benches for the Sydney-Melbourne game. For Sydney, you've got Hewitt, Alia, Towers, Naismith, Mankervis, and King Leonidas in for the Swans. Out goes Tippett with that hamstring, as we know. Cunningham and Marsh also out with a hamstring. And for Melbourne, on the name of the extended bench is Grimes, Mitchie, and Harms.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to this match too. Melbourne weren't too bad last week, I didn't think, Joe. And Sydney getting stung by GWS, they'll be keen to bounce back.
Yeah, and everyone would have thought this game early in the year would have been an absolute percentage booster for the Swans, but could be actually be a pretty good, nice contested game, you would think.
Yeah, I reckon it will. Pretty, really interested to see the battle for ruck time. You know, we see a couple extra rucks named for Sydney, but I really think, you know, you'd have to imagine Sinclair gets his chance.
Yeah.
I like Towers in. I think he should, you know, he should make the cut, shouldn't he? He's been good when he's been in.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, we said Sinclair on Monday, massive value. So let's hope that works out for the people who picked him up.
Yeah, absolutely. And hopefully doesn't turn out like Bucks' three ruck plan on Queen's Birthday.
That was always going to be goddamn horrific.
And the last game.
Bucks. Jesus. Jesus. We all saw it coming, mate.
We did. The last game, which is, I think it's going to be a pretty one-sided affair, 4:40 on a Sunday as well. Ooh, I think they're going to be giving tickets away to this game, is Essendon v GWS. In for the moment on the extended bench for Essendon, you've got McKernan, Hartley, Tippin, Wooty, and Ashby. Langford is the only omission at this stage. And for the Giants, you've got Lloyd, Steele, Downey, Himmelberg, and Kennedy, with Stevie J, as we know, missing 1 to 2 with that foot injury, and Mumford, says ankle, but it's just a bit of a freshen up, you would think.
And Stevie J.
I said Stevie J.
Yeah, but man, how much value does Rory Lobb have as a plug and play this week?
Yeah, he was number 2 cab off my rank in our late week pickups.
Do you think, I didn't see the end of the Hawthorn-Essendon game, did the Essendon fans actually stand up and applaud that loss, like they stood up and applauded that loss earlier in the year? I didn't see.
I barely got through the second quarter.
Do you think they're going to stand up and applaud after this 80-point shellacking?
80? That's being generous.
Well, you know,
I could see back-to-back 100, yeah.
I hope so, because I picked up, what's his chops? Jeremy Cameron.
I'll put him down for 10.
You know who Jeremy Cameron's like is Stringer. Too much uncontested ball. They don't get, you know.
Relies on the goals too much.
Yeah, relies on the goals too much. Like, it's just terrible fantasy players.
Mm.
Don't like
that. But you'll certainly be feasting on that Essendon carcass this week, you would imagine.
You'd think so.
You'd think so. And apparently Kennedy, new player for the GWS, will play another one of these Riverina players, apparently.
Yeah, well, they've named him on the field. Apparently he's pretty tough at it, so good luck to the young man in his first crack.
Yeah, don't mind the GWS this year. You'll be, well, deep into finals, you would think.
You would think.
You would hope. But moving on now to our captain's lounge, where the cupboard's a little bit bare this week. Where we're going to give you a few of our options of who to pick up. As each week, I have the home teams and Steve has the away teams. And I must say, Steve, I was scraping the barrel this week.
Well, I had options of plenty, Jono.
But my first captain, going to be a bit of a left field. I'm going to start with a left field captain. Daniel Wells.
That's pretty goddamn left field.
Averages in his last five against the Hawks, 110 in Supercoach and 95 in Dream Team. So not too shabby.
Sweet Jesus, they're good numbers.
Yep.
Man, you'd have to have some sack to put the C on him, though, wouldn't you?
Especially with their outs. A couple of them, Cunnington and Swallow out, too.
Yeah. My first captain is Matt Prittis. 43 disposals last time they played Brisbane. Mids are killing Brisbane. They're playing Brisbane. Brisbane. Sorry, Brisbane fans. But Matt Prittis, goddammit.
Yeah. Yeah, good call on that one. My next pick, he was well tagged last week, but I don't see it happening this week against Port Adelaide, and that's Lachie Neal. Only averages the 97 in Supercoach and 82 in Dream Team against Port, but he's having an absolute ripping season. He's only dropped under 100 twice in Supercoach and four times in Dream Team, so pretty good pick right there.
Yeah, you'd think so. Also, I just want to say, just if people think I'm skipping Dangerfield, if you have Dangerfield, feel free to roll the C out on a guy who just got like 200. But my next pick is Robbie Gray from the same game.
Yep.
Going by career averages, Fremantle's the team he performs best against. So to me, that's great. He's a lot of tons in his... I think since his... since he's the first time he played, and every match in Supercoach has been a ton. Dream Team, a lot of scores, 95 plus. Mids are doing pretty well against Freo. The only query is whether Barlow goes to him, but I think Robbie Gray's good enough to beat that sort of tag.
Yeah, as a Robbie Gray owner in our league of record, I have a look at his numbers, and as soon as I saw that, I'm like, there goes the C straight away. But
yeah,
I think he'll beat... Arlo, no problem.
Well, if the tag goes there, I mean, they could quite easily go, you know, Ollie Wines, who's a little bit slower, maybe Barlow can keep up with him.
Yeah, or both, maybe.
Well, and Gray can go forward, you know, and kick goals and hurt you there, so...
Yeah, that's right.
Who you got next, Jono?
My next bloke, he's only played this team twice, that's the Bond. Averages 101 in Supercoach and 107 Dream Team, with scores of 111 and 92 in Supercoach and 116 and 98 in Dream Team.
And he's been in just ripping form the last month, hasn't he, Joe?
He certainly has. So I don't mind that. I think it'll be an open game, not highly contested, but the Cats don't tag, so I like that as a pick.
Yep, fair enough. Well, Blixarves could... You know, he does a different role.
Yeah, interesting.
Because, you know, Bond's pretty tall. That's something to look at, maybe.
124, so...
Yeah, my next captain choice is a tall guy. It's Maxi Gawn, up against Sydney. He hasn't played him since 2013, so we don't really have a lot of great form to go on. But the last, month, he's got two Dream Team scores over 140. Supercoach, the last three are all 115+. No tippet for Sydney. I feel like, you know, and they generally play a game where there's a lot of ball up, so I think there's a lot of chance for Gawn to really dominate the hitouts.
Yeah, and also the way he's been going, especially last week against the Pies, if he goes forward, he could get a ruck forward status next year after snagging a few goals.
Yeah.
How good would that be?
Oh, my God. Well, Goldie's had a few games where he's kicked multiple goals as well, so...
Well, that's right. I'd love to see the heat map on that.
Sweet Jesus, wouldn't that be scary?
Pick one and two, there you go.
Yeah.
But my next guy is Bontempelli's teammate, that's Tom Liberatore. Averages 107 in Supercoach against the Cats and 97 Dream Team. He's only played them about three or four times, so pretty good scores there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, choosing young players, they obviously... don't have a long track record against the teams, but geez, they're great numbers that they've put out.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, why not? My next captain choice is GWS. Just roll out your Giants, people. Roll them out. The only one I was going to say be careful of was Mumford, but he's not even playing. So his rucks actually don't score particularly well against Essendon, believe it or not. But, you know, your Callum Wards, you know...
Shield, Coniglio,
you know, maybe even Scully, I don't know. Roll them out, man. Roll them out.
Absolutely. My next one is the Sydney Swans midfield. You've got JPK, last five at 109 in Supercoach 96 Dream Team. You got Luke Parker, 106 Supercoach 99 Dream Team. And Tom Mitchell, 115 Supercoach, 102 Dream Team.
I think actually last time, I rolled the Swans midfield out a couple of weeks ago, and I think they all turned up.
Yes, any of those Swans midfielders, just pick them.
Yeah. My last choice is always, it's my risky choice. I don't even feel it's particularly risky. Josh Kennedy from West Coast.
From West Coast or Sydney?
From West Coast. Oh, yeah. So I got the away team, so... Josh Kennedy from... last time, if people cast their mind back to round one, where he kicked 8 on Brisbane and went full ham for like 180 plus in both games, both game formats. Key forwards are just destroying Brisbane. Matt Habener just rocked them for 5 goals. Sweet.
All forward line rocked them for about 16 goals, didn't they?
Sweet Jesus, what is Josh Kennedy going to do? And in that 8 goals, he gave off like 5 other gimme goals.
Yeah, that's right, he had 5 assists.
So... Oh my God! It doesn't feel risky, does it, John?
It doesn't, but you never know. There is rain predicted for Carrara or wherever they play. Is it Carrara? No,
the Gabba.
Gabba. That's Carrara, isn't it?
No, dude.
No, that's Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Well, there's still rain. There's supposed to be that mega storm too coming through the east coast of Australia again this weekend. So just keep it on that weather report.
Oh, is it? Oh, well, Jesus, can I double Captain Pritis?
Yeah, just keep it on. I'm not sure if the rain's coming in the early in the day or later at night, so just check the weather reports if you are looking to captain any West Coast players, especially the ball.
Yeah, always good to keep an eye on the weather.
Oh, yeah, yep. But if you are with the bye round struggling to field a team this week, we've got a few late-week pickups who you might be looking at. And my first cab off the rank is Kennedy's teammate in Jack Darling.
Yeah, I've got him on my list too, Jono. Certainly, you know.
It's going to be open season, put it that way.
Well, he's got 80-something in the first time they played him. He's, I would imagine if anyone was going to, you know, looking at the forwards, if anyone was going to kick a fantasy score of 90-plus, he's certainly got the ability to do it.
Yeah, 79% of teams in ultimate footy, but in those shallower leagues, not having the greatest of years, could be sitting on the free agency list.
Yeah, I got Jeremy Cameron. I mean, I think he should have been picked up by now, because we mentioned him on Monday, and I don't think people are stupid.
No.
Somehow he got through free agency, but I think he's pretty locked in and safe to roll out there. How come frickin' Reece Palmer didn't get a game?
I was just looking at the team going, yeah, Reece Palmer, it looks like they're going with Jack Steele. You would think Reece Palmer would be able to kick 5 or 6, you'd reckon.
Unless they want to just give one of the young guys a go, I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. I suppose, but yeah, I was surprised Palmer didn't get a game. Oh well. But as we spoke before, I had Rory Lobb, just going to be, especially with Mummy out now. It's just going to be open season, so he's going to be taking hit outs, kicking goals. Pick him up, ruck forward, 66% of teams in ultimate footy, so very good chance he's there in your shallow leagues.
Yeah, of course, why not? I got Hayden Crozier as a forward, going up against Port.
Yep.
Didn't score great last week, but we know he's been playing in defence. Defenders, amazingly, don't score particularly well against Brisbane, mostly because the ball's just always whipping down the other end. But Port defenders actually do score pretty well, so I like him to get back to the form he was in, before the Brisbane match. I think that's certainly a great option.
Yeah, you're going to get your spew bag ready on this one, but Crozier's teammate Hayden Ballantyne.
He killed it last week. Why not?
He killed it last couple of weeks, and as we know, Port's got that leaky defence. If they're going to be bombing it inside long, you know, gets the crumb, could kick another bag. So he's 26% of teams of ultimate footy. So big chance. Every chance he's going to be in your shallower leagues.
Yeah, for sure. And also getting back to a couple of defenders, talking about Port having a defence that gives up points. Fremantle also give up points to defenders. So Darcy Byrne-Jones and Nathan Cracker. Someone, look, you're really scraping the bottom of the barrel this week, but they're two guys that I think should be able to find the pill and get some points for your team if you're really struggling.
Yeah, I've got a defender as well for you is Luke McDonald from North Melbourne, only 19% of teams, but you'd think with the Hawk pressure there's going to be a lot of cheap points trying to switch the play and get it on the fat side and open up the game a bit, you would think.
Yeah, for sure. Why not? I'm going to say for a ruckman, Jonathan Giles. I know it's not a sexy pick, but...
I've got him on my list too, so...
You know, we know Steph Martin's been battling with those concussion issues and just poor form playing forward, which isn't his go at all. Thank Christ they put him back in the ruck. Well done, Leper. Slow clap.
Hey, they give him a contract extension for that one.
Lee Matthews. I love it. Yeah. Gold Coast, get out of Queensland. We can't win a match, but you're the ones who should get. Yeah, anyway, different rant. Yeah, Jonathan Giles, look,
No-brainer, really.
I mean, what are they going to do, roll Fraser McGuinness in there for 80% game time? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they wouldn't pinch it Kennedy, would they?
No, oh, Jesus, no. He's too busy bagging 20.
Yeah, that's true. I got one more for me, another defender, purely on averages, mainly for Supercoach averages. Andrew Mackie averages 85 against the Doggies. And I think with the Dogs forward pressure, going to be a lot of cheapy handballs, dinky handballs, trying to get the ball out and get it back in their ball line.
I don't mind that. If we cast our mind back to the game the Bulldogs played against Collingwood, they really butchered the pill. Those halfbacks scored a lot of points, and we know Mackie likes going nowhere near a person, so he might be able to intercept a few marks.
Yeah.
I don't mind that. There's not much else, is there?
Scrolling for about half an hour just trying to find something.
It's just horrific.
It's barren out there, people. It is barren.
What do you think about Phil Davis? I don't like key defenders, obviously, but when the key defender is playing a really bad team, you tend to see a lot of really poor inside 50 delivery, a lot of just bomb it up and hope. Phil Davis is the sort of player who can get on the end of a few marks. I'm not playing him because my team's not that bad, but I don't know, man. There's really just...
I was actually looking at it for a few minutes today, thinking...
I mean, it's the same thing with Heath Grundy. Like, Heath Grundy against Melbourne.
Just chopping off those bombs inside 50. It's going to, get those cheap intercept marks. It's going to be great.
He's been fantastic this year. He should be in the All-Australian team, really.
Grundy?
Yeah, he's been super.
It's going to be interesting, I would think. But yeah, I don't mind Phil Davis. Like again, if you're scraping the bottom of the barrel... Pick him up, give him a go.
And that is what you are doing if you play him. also, you know, Charlie Dixon, if he's still on waivers, you may be, you might not be, against Fremantle. You know, there's another guy. Justin Westhoff. Oh, God, what's he going to score?
Yeah.
I don't think he's in anyone's pool, though, Jono.
You would, if he is, Jesus, what sort of game are you playing then?
Well, it's a really shallow league.
Absolutely. And unless you're playing like a smaller team dynamic, then he could be, but yeah.
Yeah, we're a six-man league. We take five players each.
Yeah, but pretty much.
I do not have anything else unless someone... because I thought he was supposed to be out. Jamie Cripps, man. I love rolling Jamie Cripps out there. When they're playing a piss-weak team, Jamie Cripps.
Jamie Cripps. Yeah, there was rumours he was going to be dropped this week because of poor form and whatnot, and there was also talk of Redden and that as well, but nope, doesn't seem so in this case.
Yeah, I mean, Redden's perfect because it's his old team. He got some revenge swag going.
Revenge swag, yeah.
Revenge swag's a thing, come on. And but, you know, Cripps, we've seen him a couple of times this year. First scores over 80. I mean, that's pretty handy.
Yeah, and maybe even Josh Hill, if the weather's fine, get that outside ball. And
Josh Hill got goals last time they played, John.
Exactly right, that's what I was mentioning. Kicked, what, three or four goals, whatever it was. So
yeah.
If just get anyone from West Coast, really, just anyone from West Coast bar a defender.
And there should be plenty of them, like Maston will be available, Shepherd will be available.
Yeah.
You know, these guys will be available. Hutchings will be available, maybe. Jetta, I don't want to go that deep because I might... I'll run out of bags to vomit into, Jono. There's some options there.
But yeah, pretty much any West Coast player or GWS player better go this week, you would think.
Yeah. Yeah, certainly.
So no other questions this week?
No, we had a lot of... we had a few questions earlier in the week that they were sort of trade questions. I can't remember what they were, to be honest. Oh, yeah. We're good.
All right, that just that does wrap up our Thursday night show for this week. If you do have any other questions over the weekend, please do send them either on Twitter, where we are at the Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/thedraftdoctors and leave us any messages, questions you might have there, and we will be posting our draft busts.
Yes, poll competitions.
Yeah, there'll be, four heats again, you think, Steve?
There might only be three. There's probably less busts, but we'll try and muster up four.
We'll try and muster up four, but yeah. They'll be up there, so get on and get involved in the discussion.
Oh, I found some questions, Jono. I found some questions, so if you want to roll through those pretty quickly.
Yeah, go for it.
Had a question. Have to pick one out of Ryan Bastanac or Connor Blakely. Thoughts?
Connor Blakely.
Well, I actually answered the other way, Jono. Purely on the fact that Bastanac's playing about 20-25% more game time.
But are they going to be? Is Brisbane going to actually touch the football on the weekend?
Well, it's just the fact that he's on the ground. He has the opportunity to score. I mean, if they gave Blakely 80% game time, then I'd love him. But they're just not. They're giving him 60.
So okay.
That's pretty brutal for me. But if you wanted the upside...
Hey, stats are stats.
Yeah. Got a question about a trade of Gibbs for Scheel.
Ooh. If you were giving up Gibbs, you'd probably want a steak knife thrown in with the Scheel.
I can't remember how I answered that. I think
I'll... Straight off the bat.
My preference is Scheel.
I'd say Scheel and a steak knife for Gibbs.
And a steak knife.
Yeah.
Jesus, man. I'd rather Scheel.
Hey. Well, it depends what the steak knife is.
The steak knife should be coming from the...
But you are getting Scheel. You're getting rid of Gibbs and you're getting Scheel and a steak knife.
Scheel's better.
Anyway,
we'll agree to disagree on that one. Prestia versus Zacharakis.
Toughy.
Well, I said Zacharakis again, time on ground, he gets about 15% more.
Yeah. If Presti was fully fit, then yeah, no question there. I'd say Zaka just.
Yeah. And also, had one. Guys, we know you're very anti-concussion, but would you accept Polajazny for Thomas Bug?
No.
I would.
No.
Big upside.
Big upside, but did you see Polajazny faceplant?
Wasn't good.
It takes a lot for me to squirm and whatnot, but that was...
Wasn't great.
Yeah, wasn't not great.
Gets a week off.
Maybe more.
Well, that's true. But I mean, Buck, I mean, put it this way, would you, if you had to pull one of those guys, who would you pull?
I'm pulling Buck.
Exactly.
But at least I know Bug's fully fit.
Man, there was no help on any of those questions.
Nope, we were both 50-50, weren't we?
Well, I was dead set, but you were dead set, so we'll split. We need a third person to tiebreak this stuff.
We do, we
do. I'll get Baby Fizz.
Our Legion of Fans.
Our Legion of Fans. So we'll Baby Fizz.
The Baby Fizz.
Baby Fizz is just going to agree with me.
All right, we'll let your cat, Zelda, decide.
She's a bit moody.
She likes me now, I know that. That's why...
Well, she likes me too, but she hates everyone else. I don't know, how is it my cat likes you, but no one else?
Cat whisperer.
That's disturbing to me, Jono.
Maybe our similar personalities have just been complete dicks to people.
Well, that's true.
She just resonates with it.
Zelda's in on that.
But if you do have any other cat stories you like to tell us.
Oh, yeah, seriously, tweet us your pet photos.
Yeah, we love cats.
But we are cat people. That is true.
But I do like dogs as well. I get on with dogs as well.
Yeah, I like dogs. They just get into you. They're up in your grill a bit much.
Mm.
Cats just can piss off and leave you for a week or two.
Yeah, pretty much.
I kind of like that.
Or they just sit all over your desk when you're trying to do stuff.
Oh, my God. I had to put the box on the desk just so she didn't line my keyboard. The amount of times I'll be just sitting there and the volume, and she just rolls onto the keyboard and the volume gets cranked up to my ear bleeding levels. Goddamn cat. It's a problem. First world problems.
First world cat problems.
Yeah.
All right, that wraps up the show for this week. Good luck over the bye week and bye round that's starting this week, and we will see you on Monday.